من و تو هم خونی بچه ایرونی، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونی.
سلام علیکم.
امروز برنامه داریم عجیب غریب و جالب. منتها بگم که اول من ایمان هستم و همراه شاهد و همین دو نفر فقط سرتون رو درد میاریم. هیچ کس دیگه نیاوردیم که بیشتر از این مثلا 4-9 سردرد مختلف در آن واحد مثلا نباشه، فقط 2-9 باشه. اینجوری یکی از طرف چپ مغز سردرد وارد میشه، یکی از طرف پشت گردن.
کاملا
نظرت چه شاهد؟
I think it's a good idea. I mean, for all the people who like us, it's great. For the people who don't like me, it's not so great.
و در ضمن خدمتتون بگم که اگر تا حالا متوجه نشدید از همین چند کلمه‌ای که شاهد بلغور کرد، امشب شاهد مریض حاله، سرما خورده و صداش یک چیزی تو شبیه صدای اورانگوتان قطبیه.
What?
اورانگوتان میدونی چیه؟
Yeah, isn't it a monkey?
آره باریکلا.
Right.
تو قطب یه نوعشون هستن که صداشون خیلی خشن و کلفته.
I thought I sound more like a frog. But that's just me.
خیلی ساده است. بزغاله ناف آفریقام میشه.
I don't know what these weird I only know animals by their species names. I'm sorry.
خیلی خوب. امشب به مناسبت دهمین سالگرد واقعه 11 سپتامبر
9/11
چی گفتم؟ میخوایم راجع به این موضوع خورده صحبت کنیم، ببینیم ما به عنوان ایرانی یا ایرانی آمریکایی یا به عنوان کسانی که به هر حال حالا حداقل قیافشون و اصل نسبشون و مامان باباشون از اون دورورای خاورمیانه است و در آمریکا یا شاید حتی بعضی کشورهای دیگه تجربه کردن اون واقعه رو و اتفاقاتی که اطرافش افتاد و اینا رو با هم راجع به صحبت کنیم.
And if you're a blonde Iranian, you got away easy, huh?
آره اتفاقا هستن چند تایشون. و یکی از دوستای من هست که انقدر بلانده که آمریکایی‌ها هم فکر نمی‌کنن این مثلا می‌گن این دیگه خیلی مثلا دیگه he's one of the ones from the ages of Columbus or something.
Oh wow.
خیلی خب، منتها قبل از اون همونطور که همیشه قسمت اول برنامه خبر و مبر و اتفاقات عجیب و غریب هست، من میخوام اول از شاهد بپرسم ببینم که تو این هفته هیچ اتفاق خاصی به صورت نیفتاد بجز که مریض شدی؟
No, I mean honestly everyone spent their labor days having fun. Labor days, no. Labor day weekend having fun.
واسه اون دوستایی که نمیدونن میگی labor day weekend چیه؟
Yeah, labor day weekend. Well, this is what it means to me. Although I actually read an article for the first time in my life about where labor day weekend came from. Labor day is the weekend before school starts usually for K-12. You know what I mean? For me, I'm on a semester like from like kindergarten to 12th grade. But for me, because college is different, semester systems are different. I've been in school for a while, but some people still will start school today. Yeah, I mean, it just gets me into the. It's like summer is over. Usually, people who have like timeshares or vacation homes, they end up going like Labor Day to like finish it off.
تابستون تموم شد. و به روایت آمریکایی اول مهر شروع شد و مدارس آغاز شده، بنابراین این معنیش واسه شاهد اینه.
But do you want to know the real...
آره اون چیزی که خوندی مثلا چیه؟ یه جمله بگو فقط برای اون
اونایی
که نمیدونن.
It literally it came from a union leader who wanted to hold like a day that celebrated the contributions of all the workers and laborers like, you know, in America. So it became a federal holiday and...
بابا روز کارگر خودمونه.
آره دیگه
از اول همینو بگو. یک ساعت داری. خب به جز اون برای من هم هیچ اتفاق خاصی نیفتاد، فقط خوابیدم، یه مقداری استراحت کردم از این حرفا، یه سری کار عقب افتاده. ولی یک چیز مهمی که باید اینجا به عنوان یه اطلاعیه و انانسمنت و خبر توضیح راجبش بدیم اینی که برنامه ایرانیکن لایف از همونطور که از دو هفته پیشم اعلام کردیم، چون که تابستون تموم شد و بالاخره فصل درس شروع شد، از این به بعد داره هفته یک بار دوباره، ببخشید هفته یک بار نه، هر دو هفته یک بار دوباره ضبط میشه و پخش میشه، به گوش شما میرسه. بنابراین حواستون جمع باشه. آقای مهندس فرزاد نیستند، ایشون مسافرت هستند، مثل که هنوز تابستونش تموم نشده، هنوز توی مود تابستونه.
Wage.
حالا برمیگرده. از همه مهمتر اینه که جشنواره تیرگان که حدود یک ماه و یکی دو هفته پیش بود و راجبش مفصل صحبت کردیم، ریپورت ویدیویش رو که ما تهیه کردیم آماده شده و این ریپورت رو اگر که تا فردا یا پس فردا، یعنی یا پنجشنبه یا جمعه این هفته، پس میشه هشتم یا نهم احتمالاً، بگیم جمعه نهم سپتامبر، ما میذاریم روی وبسایتمون، میتونید حتما برین چک کنید و به ما بگین راجع به این ریپورت چی فکر میکنید. روی وبسایت ما همیشه میتونید نظراتتون رو بگید، بنابراین منتظر اون هم هستیم که ببینیم شما که اگه رفتید یا نرفتید، هر کدوم اگه اونجا بودید بگید راجع به این قسمت اول این ریپورت چی فکر میکنید، و اگر نبودید هم کلن ببینیم که این گزارش به درد شما خورده یا نه، چیزی فهمیدید اصلا که اونجا چه خبر بوده، یا این تمام وقتی که روی این ریپورت گذاشتیم علکی بوده دیگه، بریم فازمون رو بچرونیم از این به بعد. شما چی فکر می‌کنید؟ ما
I'm excited for the report.
از قاز چرونی خوشت میاد؟
Why are you asking لازم these such questions?
من دارم فارسی تو امتحان میکنم، بخوام مطمئن شم که you're up to date.
Oh, okay. I see those words are really necessary.
آره. بریم بس یه بریک کوتاه به این موسیقی گوش میدیم و وقتی برمیگردیم راجع به اتفاقات 11 سپتامبر 10 سال پیش میخوایم صحبت کنیم با شما. شما شنونده ایرانیکن لایف هستیم.
You are listening to Ironikin Live, and this is not BBC, it's Ironikin Live.
با سلام و درود، اخبار امشب را خود من ایمان تقدیم حضور می کنم. علت تقدیم کردن اخبار به وسیله من نبودن نیروی کافی است.
Are you supposed to be Omid right now?
نه، من الان اخبار کوی صدا و سیما هستم.
آه، اوکی.
اخبار از اخبار ایران اکچه شروع میکنیم، اخبار داخلی هم از اخبار ورزشی شروع میکنیم که خوشحال کننده تره. در یک بازی فوتبال در مسابقات مقدماتی جام جهانی سال 2014 ایران و قطر 1-1 مساوی شدن، یعنی قطر تونست حریف قدری به نام ایران رو 1-1 نگه داره. بگو.
This is gonna be really really bad of me to say on air, but I hear so much news about Iranian soccer, right? But why doesn't it ever amount to anything? Like, you hear all this like sports stuff, but Iranian like soccer team never gets anywhere. I don't know. All my life I grew up hearing about Iranian soccer, but it sucks to have a second-rate team, doesn't it?
یه جایی آره حرفت قبول دارم. علتشو اگه میدونستم شاید اینجا نبودم و شاید الان با کلی پول داشتم بر سواحل آج مثلا آب پرتقال میخوردم. ولی آره ایران تیمیه که خیلی بالا و پایین داره میدونی. یه روز خیلی خوبه یه روز مثلا داغونه. بعد اصلا هیچ ربطی هم به نظر من میاد حداقل که هیچ ربطی هم به نه به مربی داره نه به نمیدونم افراد تو تیم داره نه فلان داره. یه روزی مثلا یهو یه هفته اینا همه رو نابود میکنن بعد مثلا هفته بعدش مثلا همجوری میبازن. بعد قصه و داستانم زیاده. اگر که اونایی که خیلی علاقه به فوتبال دارن احتمالاً برنامه 90 که تو ایران پخش میشه دنبال میکنن. به نظر من یکی از بهترین برنامه‌هایی که اصلا کلاً تلویزیون ایران توی تمام تاریخش ساخته اونه و خیلی قشنگ مسئله باز میکنه آقای عادل فردوسی پور. ولی خب میگم سیاست بازی زیاد تو فوتبال ایران هست متاسفانه. بعد سری there's struggle of power همجوری قدرت اونایی که دستشونه میخوان اون کاری که خودشون دوست دارن میکنن یا اون چیزی که اونا فکر میکنن ایرانو مثلا موفق میکنه از این حرفا زیاده. ولی آخرش اینه که به نظر من consistency نیست. یعنی نمیان بگیم آقا یه قرارداد ببندیم 12 سال یه مربی داشته باشیم مثلا یا حداقل 4 سال مطمئنن یک مربی داشته باشیم هیچ تغییری توش ایجاد ندی. بذاریم هر کاری هم میخواد بکنه همینجا هی مربی عوض کن اینو عوض کن اینو بیار کنار اونو ببر تو اونو
right.
به هر حال من همینقدر بیشتر اطلاعات فوتبالی ندارم ببخشید. ولی در جای دیگه ایران در ارومیه و تبریز الان چند روزیه که شلوغ مردم تو خیابونا ریختن و این البته دلیلش خوش شدن دریچه ارومیه که واقعا یه خطر بزرگ الان شده و میگن که مثلا خب الان همین الانش پسرفت کرده خیلی زیاد پسرفت کرده حدود 30-40% دریچه کوچیک شده و این باعث شده که شورزاری به وجود اومده که اگر باد بیاد این نمک ها بره این ورانور همین که زراعت مردم رو به هم میزنه همین که اصلا تنفس و این چیزا سخت میشه و چشما میگن خیلی اذیت خواهد کرد اگه باد بیاد این نمک‌ها رو ببره تو شهر. به هر حال خیلی جدی شده این مسئله و از ارومیه شروع شد. خب دریچه ارومیه توی شهر ارومیه است و تبریز هم مثل که مردم به خیابونا اومدن و یه مقداری هم مثل که حالا جوم سیاسی هم شده بعد چند روز دیگه. خیلی از دریچه ارومیه شروع شده ولی بعد یه خورده سیاسی‌تر شده چون دولت هم از اونور نیروهای حفاظتی رو فرستاده تو خیابان‌ها. اینم تموم شد. و خبرهای آمریکایی چون ما از آمریکا و ایران فقط کشور واسه ما هیچ جای دیگه وجود نداره در دنیا. در آمریکا یک نفر در ایالت نوادا توی رستوران وارد میشه با تفنگ و چندین نفر رو میکشه. در رستوران آی هاپ که بسیار رستوران فکستنی به درد نخوری هم هست، نمیدونم چرا رستوران با کلاس نرفته که دوتا آدم پولدار مثلا
بکشه. مای گاد ایمان.
و در آخرم که در ایالت تگزاس آتیشای وحشی وحشتناک همه جا رو برگرفتن. از یه جا شروع شده ولی به خاطر باد همینجوری پخش شده و هنوز نقاط بسیار زیادی داره میسوزه و این
We're coming to the end of the world. We're like 8 months away.
و این فایرفایترها از فایرفایترها خوشت میاد؟ شمیست که همه دخترها از فایرفایترها خوشت رو میاد.
Oh, well, they tend to be very attractive. Well, they have really nice bodies, yeah.
اگه یه تیم مثلا آتش نشان ایرانی چی مثلا نظر فکر
کنی از اونا خوشت بیاد. Do they have firefighters in Iran?
آره داره. هم اتفاقا خیلی خوشگلن. فقط یه خورده پشمالو هن.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
خیلی خوب این بود اخبار و یک بریک کوتاه دیگه و برمیگردیم با اصل موضوع و سارا روانی رو میخوایم باهاش صحبت کنیم راجع به داستان‌های بعد از 11 سپتامبر. شما شنونده ایرانیکن لایف هستید از رادیو جوان.
Like to keep us trapped in greed, all the green belts wrapped around.
اینجا برنامه ایرانیکن لایف و برنامه امشب ما راجع به 11 سپتامبر 10 سال پس از اون واقعه و در این 10 سال چه اتفاقاتی افتاده. من ایمان هستم همراه شاهد. امشب همین دو نفر راجع به این موضوع حرف میزنیم.
Can I just say something? I feel like I'm going to get some hate mail about the soccer comment I made. And I swear to God it came out of ignorance. I really just was wondering about it. I come from a soccer loving family as well. If anything, I have nothing but love for Iran and their soccer team. I'm just wondering. You know, it's kind of like the girl who doesn't know anything about football and she asks a lot of questions. That's what it's like.
درسته. نه سوال خوب کردی به نظر من.
اوکی گود.
به نظر من جالب بید و من ببخشید الان اینو می‌بندم و حالا می‌خوایم راجع به اصل موضوع صحبت کنیم. و اصل موضوع رو می‌خوایم با این داستان یعنی این داستان با یک مهمون عزیز که صداشو قبلا شنیدین. صدای کیبوردت داره میاد بابا زایه نکن.
Stop G-chatting.
سارا روانی، اون کسی که قبل از که من این به اصطلاح رو به خودم بدم که اخبار بگم، اخبار همیشه میگفت واسه ما و الان در واشنگتن هست. میخوایم راجع به یک داستانی که شاید جالب باشه بشنویم، باش صحبت کنیم که بعد از 11 سپتامبر برای سارا اتفاق افتاد. سارا خوبی؟
Yes, how are you?
خیلی خوب. تو الان نزدیک تو دی سی هستی، خیلی راهی نداری با نیویورک و
or the Pentagon.
That's I think I'm closer to the Pentagon.
Yeah.
آره. اول میخوام ببینیم که تو دقیقاً اون روز یادته؟
Yes.
کجا بودی؟
Well, I wasn't actually in DC on that day. I was in the, you know, little old Davis in my room getting ready for my 8th grade English class.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I was just, you know, attempting to put on makeup at that age and
nice backstory. I like it.
Yeah. So yeah, I was in my room and I was listening to the radio and that's when I heard, you know, the radio DJs come back online and say this just in, like just, oh my God. And here's what happened. And I remember thinking that this has to be a joke because you know how radio stations sometimes play those like really stupid jokes? It just seemed so out of the ordinary. So I kept switching the station and all the stations were talking about it. So I was like, well, this actually must be happening. So that's where
خوبه.
I was.
وقت رفتی مدرسه بالاخره یا نرفتی؟
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, school wasn't canceled.
Oh, school wasn't canceled.
I know. Isn't that strange? No, I'm just kidding.
No, my school was canceled.
Was it really?
Yeah.
تو اون بغل بودی، نیو جرسی
yeah,
بودی.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh.
I feel like everyone should have canceled their schools.
Yeah, even in Davis.
اتفاقا برای منم جالب بود، رفتم سر کار، دیدم نصف مردم نمیدن سر کار، خود تعجب کردم، برای من عجیب غریب بود. بعد باس هم زنگ زد گفتش که آره من نمیام به خاطر این وضعیت و الان I'm nervous و از این حرفا گفتم.
Yeah.
So what happened? نبودید ایران ببینید بمبارونا ما چی کارا میاسن. بمب از هوا میاد، ما داشتیم سبزیمون رو می‌خریدیم تو خیابون.
Yes, so I went to school that day, obviously. I went to my class, my English class, and we were listening on to the radio, basically, in class. And the funniest part is that this class was my favorite class, and this is my favorite teacher. And
still is or no?
Not so much.
Okay.
So, you know, after listening for a little bit, she says, you know, she basically turns off the radio station and says, well, Sarah, you know, you're Muslim, like the hijackers of the planes. So can you come to the front of the class and talk about your religion? What would possess these people to do such a thing? And she said, are all Muslims this violent? And I remember, you know, standing in front of the class just being like, I don't know anything about Islam. I mean, my family doesn't practice Islam and, you know, we never talked about it. It was never something, you know, within my family. All I knew is that every time we went to Iran, I had to wear a Rusetti and that was pretty much it. I really didn't learn about it much until much later when I took an interest in it myself. So I basically just stood there in front of the class.
And you were supposed to defend the whole religion.
Right, or at least, you know, explain what would possess these people to do such a thing. I had to basically explain their actions because somehow she connected me with them, and so somehow I knew what they were thinking because you know, I was born into a Muslim family.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to cut you off, but I think I see something different in that, and I don't want to offend you, but I feel like the fact that she gave you an opportunity to defend, you know, the religion is 10 steps farther than a lot of other people went when they decided that Islam was going to be equated with, like, Satan worshiping and stuff like that after 9/11. Would you agree with me on that?
I mean, you have a point. However, you know, we were 13-year-old kids.
Right. So the way it was wrong, but at the same time, there's a level of... I don't think that she's the monster that a lot of other people could make her out to be, or he, whatever it was.
Yeah, maybe.
مرد بود یا زن بود؟
زن بود.
همون نیم. من اصلا مشکل داشته. نه ولی واقعا یعنی حالا من منتظر بودم و خواستم بدم که دقیقا بعد تو چی کار کردی ولی
Did you cry?
خیلی عجب.
No. I mean, seriously, I really didn't know what to say. And exactly what I said was, well, you know, I know that we have to wear Rusetti in Iran.
And, sorry, I don't want to laugh.
That's pretty much all I know about the song.
But you know what,
asked, like, Sarah? Are all of you guys Muslim? I mean, she said, are all of you guys violent?
And I was like, Sarah, تو چرا اینقدر این وحشی بازی ها چیه?
I know, I've been in so many fights. I can't even tell you.
No, but honestly, I've
never been in a fight in my life.
But think about it this way, and I'm bouncing this off of you. Think about something has happened that really struck people, you know, it kind of came out of nowhere, out of the blue, you know, like you said yourself, you woke up in the morning, you didn't even believe that it had happened, you know what I mean? And it's a fear, you know, it's a fear tactic. What she did out of fear, to try to explain to herself why something like this would happen. Sure, she picked on you, sure it wasn't right, but at the same time, it's like, I think the Muslim community gets really defensive about 9/11 a lot of the time, when it's a really good opportunity for the Muslim community to actually step up and redefine themselves, you know what I mean? And to show that this is not what they're about.
ولی دیگه اینم دیگه واقعا اند حماقت دیگه. یه نفر بیاد مثلا با یه بچه چه میدونم 12 ساله.
Right. No, I understand that, but
چرا شما اینقدر وحشی هستید؟
I mean, Shahid, I totally agree with you. This is an opportunity for people to come out and really show who they are, especially in the Muslim community. I completely agree with that. But here's what was wrong with what she did. She didn't have to phrase the question that way, especially to kids.
Right, no, I completely agree with you. Yes, yeah. No, no, no.
Predominantly a white, you know, classroom.
Right, right.
Because instantly, she singled you out.
Yes. Right, no.
I wasn't, you know, the people didn't see me as... you know, just one of them after that anymore. Forever, up until throughout high school, I was known as the Iranian kid. Mm-hmm. And no one had ever even known that I was from Iran or that my parents were from Iran until then.
Right.
And on top of that, you know, that everyone, you know, I would get emails or phone calls to telling me to go back to my country. And I was just like, I'm not even from the same country.
This is shocking to me. Maybe it's unique to, like, farm towns like Davis. Because, you know, I lived in a city really close to New York, and while there were certain things that did occur for people who were, like, very, you know, obviously Muslim, like they had a hijab or whatever, they, you know, things like that didn't really happen to me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the reason that I may sympathize with your teacher is also because...
در ضمن بگم که سارا نسبت به چیز نسبت به شاهد بلانده.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm so shocked about.
سفید مفید و نمیدونم بوری.
Yeah, Sarah's like white. I'm
brown hair. I have brown hair.
Yeah, no, but Sarah's brown and white.
Yeah,
and I'm
brown. To Iran, brown hair means blonde. So
yeah, exactly. No, you're pretty light for an Iranian.
Yeah,
for you to get singled out as, like, you know, for you to even be like, oh, you're a Muslim. Like, for me, it never even came up. I don't think people even, and it's funny because I was pretty religious back, you know, when I was younger. My family was very religious, but we were never singled out, you know?
Right.
I mean, I can't
explain, you know, her actions.
No,
or, like,
of course.
She said it. And I mean, the only thing is, I mean, I agree, you know, in a moment like that where people are hurt and confused, mm-hmm. they have to find a way to explain it. And I don't think that she was trying to belittle me or make me look bad or have that outcome happen to me. Because, like I said, she was my favorite teacher and I loved her. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, I would always stay after school with her and stuff. But, like,
واو. یعنی این دیگه واقعا، این دیگه واقعا خون رو زخم ریختنم هست. من فکر کنم یه معلمی که کلی باهاش حال میکنی و رفیقت و فلان بیاد بعد یه همچین کاری بکنه. بذار سارا اگه اشکال نداره یه بریک کوتاه بگیریم، ولی روی خط هنوز بمون. وقتی که برمیگردیم تو سگمنت دیگه هم یه مقداری باهات صحبت میکنیم و بعد با هم خدافظی میکنیم. شما شنونده ایرانیکن لایف هستید از رادیو جوان.
سواریم سوار باد، مسافری خسته تنم، به داد گریه هام نرس، با شادی بیگان منم، مثل خود پرنده ها پر زدن و خوب بلدم، در بین این ستاره ها عمری پر پر میزنم. کسی نگفت کجا برم، خونه رو کس نشون نداد، هر کی منو روونه کرد، گرفت سپرد به دست با. کسی نگفت کجا برم، خونه رو کس نشون نداد، هر کی منو روونه کرد، گرفت سپرد به دست با. کسی به من هرگز نگفت را باید سفر کنم، از ریش و از خاطره چرا باید گذر کنم، ای کاش کسی به من میگفت سهم من از دنیا چیه، خانه کجاست، قربت کجاست، هم بغض درد من کیه. کسی نگفت کجا برم، خونه رو کس نشون نداد، هر کی منو روونه کرد، گرفت سپرد به دست با. هنوز دارم پر میزنم مثل خود پرنده ها، اما نمیدونم که باز غربت کجا، خانه کجا.
با برنامه این هفته ایرانیکن لایف راجع به وقایع 11 سپتامبر و اینکه ما به عنوان ایرانیایی که در حالا آمریکا داریم زندگی میکنیم و آمریکا هم کشوری بود که این اتفاق درش افتاد، چه به اصطلاح تجربه هایی ما کردیم و چه اتفاقاتی واسه ما افتاد به عنوان کسایی که خب بالاخره حالا از نظر آمریکایی‌ها همه ماها از خاورمیانه اومدیم، همه تقریبا یه جوریم، همه مسلمونیم، یا به هر دلیلی ما هم جزو اونا بودیم. و با سارا روانی صحبت میکردیم که از خاطراتش میگفت که در مدرسه چجوری معلمش آوردتش پای تخته و گفته خب تو بگو، تو که مسلمونی بگو ببینم شماها چرا اینقدر وحشی هستین. یه چیز توی مایه ها. ولی من حالا من خودم خوشبختانه شاید بگم که هیچ چیز خاصی نداشتم، هیچ تجربه تلخ خاصی نداشتم که بگم کسی به من چیزی گفت. تو چی شاهد؟
Well, yeah, I definitely had a I think more unique experience than people who lived on the West Coast, because I lived so close. I actually lived near Fort Monmouth, which is a military base in New Jersey. And the school that I went to, a lot of, like, you know, as they call them, military brats went there. So it would be like kids would come to my school for like 6 months and then leave. And that was most of the kids at my school. It was literally military, kids of the military. Mm-hmm. And wow. Yeah, so for me, September 11th, I remember I was still in school because it happened at like 9 a.m. And I had gone to the bathroom. And as I was walking out, I was in middle school. I see like the eighth graders coming out of the office like, oh my god, someone bombed the World Trade Center, oh my god, school's getting out, like they were all happy because school was like going to be canceled. And at first, like, for us it was kind of like a snow day, it was like, oh, it's gonna snow and we're all gonna get off school. And when I went back to class I realized like, oh, like people died, like people can't get out of New York. And it was really scary because my dad had been in New York 2 days before, so it was almost like you know, people who had gone to visit, because it's a commuter town, you know what I mean? It's almost like going into San Francisco all the time. It's like, if you're there, you would have been stuck there for 3 days at least. And like, seeing those towers come down was such an experience, like on TV. That was all they were showing on every single channel. I used to come home and listen to the radio. I used to listen to like all the music that I liked, but it was just like, it was like wartime, you know what I mean? For like a straight week, it was literally like wartime where you couldn't hear anything on the radio other than news. And then the television had like three channels that kept showing like news about September 11th. Like that's all it was. And then I know like where I live, they were always on high alert for a long time because of the military base that was there. So if anything, they thought like more attacks were coming and they were going to be targeted. So that was that. But like, you know, for me, it was definitely really hard because I knew a lot of people who were affected. My neighbor's son, his father was killed at the World Trade Center, and all they found of him were his teeth. And this is like a 5-year-old, you know what I mean? I used to see him on his tricycle all the time, like out in the neighborhood. I used to play with him, and it was really hard to see, you know, or my friend's dad who like didn't come back for a week, or, you know, things like that you just like, you grow up really quickly, you know? And at the time I didn't have any lashback. I was in 6th or 7th grade.
Uh-huh.
And no one really like, you know, picked on me or said, oh, you look Arab or you look Muslim. And that was surprising to me considering I did go to school in such a, like a military oriented school or like neighborhood. Maybe they thought I was, I don't know, Puerto Rican or something.
Puerto Rican?
No, there's so many Puerto Ricans and Dominicans in Jersey. But
don't flatter yourself.
No, I'm just saying. or Indian. Maybe they thought I was Indian. No, that totally. But yeah, no, that was my experience. And for me, that's why it's always like, you know, people have conspiracy theories about 9/11 or people have, you know, have stories similar to yours, Sarah. But for me, it's almost like I think there's a different level of 9/11 for people who were really afflicted by it. And it's almost like poking at it or, you know, talking, you know, I don't want those people to have died in vain, you know? Like, I completely get it. Like, the Muslim community, one that I am a part of, you know, we felt targeted or we felt like, oh, we were stereotyped at airports, at, you know, security checkpoints, profiled all the time, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? It's something that I think was built upon after... this isn't something that came out of the blue. Like, oh, my God. Like, you know, it's kind of like the Japanese after Pearl Harbor, you know, they were put in internment camps. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And... we're lucky we weren't put in internment camps. Like, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but I'm serious. Like, you know, when someone who is so blatant, like Osama bin Laden, Al Qaeda, you know, their one mantra is like, you know, an extremist Islam. They decide to attack a nation like that, or claim that they did. Who are you going to point fingers at? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, who is my neighbor, like the wife and the son? Who are they going to turn around? You know what I mean? Like, it's very hard. And that's why for the first couple of years, I do understand why things like that can come out of it. I don't think that after 10 years, things like this should remain, but...
I'm sorry, I'm from Canada, Davis.
You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, that sentiment it's not quite as strong as it was right after September 11th. But you still get backlash. Like, even when I was applying for things here, like, when I was, you know, I wanted to do Middle East stuff, but when I was applying for things outside of Middle East stuff, you know, my resume is predominantly, you know,
like Iran and stuff, yeah.
On Middle East and everything. And in my cover letter, it said, I talk about how, you know, I have an affinity for my culture and that's why I wanted to do this. And my dad was like, you need to take this out. You will not fall back for this. And, you know, what's funny is that at first I didn't believe him. I was like, look, you know, it's 10 years later. Like, let's get over this. It's not a big deal. This, I'm being honest in my cover letter. I'm letting them see, like, into my, you know, soul, essentially.
Right.
And I really didn't get any callbacks until I took it out.
Right. But you know what? Can I just mention this? Because I did read an interesting article today by someone who's over at Princeton. And they said that this was something that was built upon. Like, the Iranian Revolution happened in 1979. And... it was only 20 years before that, you know, there were the Lebanon attacks on the Maronites. And, you know, this is something that was built upon, I think, was the point for the, like, Muslim extremists, you know, committing attacks like this. And I'm not saying that Christian fundamentalists don't do stuff like this. It's not what I'm saying at all. But all I'm saying is that if after 10 years there's an Islamophobia, it's almost because a little part of it is because the Islamic community has failed to step up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I totally agree.
They have failed me, for example, if we do get targeted, because it's up to us as young Muslims, and I'm not even trying to say our parents or our parents' generation. It's up to us.
آخه نمیتونی حرف بزنی بخاطری که داری در یک جامعه هستی که به نظر من خیلی کنترل شده است. یه جامعه هستی که اسمن من فکر میکنم آزادی بیان هست اینجا، ولی در حقیقت امر اونقدرم آزادی که میخوای نیست، به خاطر اینکه راه آزادی نیست. یعنی تو آزادی بری هرچی خود دلت میخواد بگی مثلا وسط مزرعه های دیویس، ولی موضوع اینه که هیچ وقت تو نمیتونی بری توی سی ان ان بشینی بگی آقا نظر من اینه به عنوان یه مسلمان.
You can't do that. No, you can't. A random person can't do that.
کسایی که میتونن این کارو بکنن و این قدرت الان دستشونه، اونا اتفاقا شاید بعدشون نیاد که مسلمان ها اسمشون دشمن بشه، مسلمان ها بدترین وچه رو داشته باشن و نمیدونم ایران چهرش خیلی بد بشه، دشمن بشه، عراق اینجوری بشه، افغانستان اینجوری بشه. برای چی؟ به خاطر که به فرض حالا یه مثال کوچیکش ممکنی باشه که مثلا طرف از فروختن اسلحه پول در میاره، به خاطر که طرف نمیدونم از دستش توی جیب شرکت هایی که داره اسلحه های نظامی میسازه.
Right. No. I get that. Like the whole Dick Cheney stuff like that. Like who controls the media, etc., etc. But what I'm saying is, for example, like Sarah, right? You said that when you took it out, you got a lot more callbacks, correct? This is a harsh point to make, but first you play the game by their rules, and then when Sarah makes it playing by their rules, then finally can she go ahead and label herself as like a Muslim American or something like that. You can't make it to the top being a rebel. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
I don't think I was trying to be a rebel.
No. But you know, especially in the media, you know what I mean? The type of propaganda that does go on within the American media. I think that if you want to be successful, you can't be this like, you know, wanting to push this like, oh no, like free media for everybody. Like we're going to say everything in an unbiased view. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Sarah, but you know, there's some dirty stuff that goes on. Not to say that you're a part of it, but you know, when you want to make it to the top, that's some of the baggage that you do take on.
Yeah, of course. And I'm not denying that by any means. All I'm just saying is that, you know.
So I'm just glad you took it out and you got callbacks. That's all I'm saying, because once you do get to the top, then no one can tell you to take anything out of your resume, because then you can turn around and on CNN be like, no, this is the way it is. Because once Muslims do reach that higher position and more accepted, you know, where they have more of a public platform, that's when they can really redefine themselves.
ولی من اینو قبول ندارم که، یعنی من نظرم اینه که باید من اگه چه اسمم ایرانیه، چه مسلمونه، چه هر چیز دیگه از نظر بقیه هستن، که باید ثابت کنم که بیگناهم به خاطر اینکه یه اتفاقی افتاده که حالا من اتوماتیکلی من اینجا گناهکار شدم، باید خودم رو ثابت کنم. حالا به نظر من باید برعکس باشه. به نظر من باید همیشه خود آمریکایی‌ها اینو دارن، you're innocent until proven guilty. میدونی چی میگم؟
I completely disagree, but we can.
No, I also think that, you know, one of the basic like ideals that the U.S. really prides itself on is that we're all created equal. Now, I was born here. Whether I decide to follow an Islamic religion or Christian religion, that should not be anyone's concern, not even an employer. And yeah, unfortunately, it is. You have to play by their games. However, whether you want to admit it or not, it's still difficult for Muslims. It just is.
It is, but it's, I think in Iran this happens too. I think many people in Iran can identify with this type of playing by their games, you know, to make it somewhere.
But you can't really compare, like, Iran with here. You know, Iran, they don't pride themselves on saying that, oh, we're all created equal. They obviously don't believe that.
و اینقدر هم دایورسیتی ما توی ایران نداریم.
Right, but خیلی. I mean, I could say a ton of stuff about this,
okay,
but
بس بذار بعد از بریک بگی.
Yeah.
بذار من از سارا خیلی تشکر کنم. خیلی ممنون که وقت تو به ما دادی و اومدی تجربیات تو.
Don't hang up. I'm going to talk to you over the break.
با ما شیر کردی. ازت خدافظی میکنیم.
Thank you guys for having me. I miss you guys a lot.
همینطور فعلا تا سگمنت آینده. شما شنونده ایرانیکن لایف هستید از رادیو جوان. Like a dream come alive and crippled. کلمه فارسی این هفته اگه تونستی حدس بزنی.
I have no idea. Put me out of my misery and tell me.
گول. گول. گاگول نه. گول.
I know. So like being lied to.
آره. Actually نه. گول زدن که احتمالا همه شما شنیدین. یعنی فریب دادن. یعنی این که یه نفر رو میگن گول زدیم دیگه. یعنی که فکر کردیم که. ولی آخه خود کلمه گول معنیش نادان، ابله، چلمن، خلوچل اینه. یعنی که وقتی یکی رو گول میزنی یعنی که فکر کردی طرف نادان احمقه، یه چیزی بهش میگی که دست به سرش کن. این که خوشت اومد؟ میتونی در یک جمله
You've done better before.
میتونی در یک جمله استفادهش کنی؟
I use it all the time.
خب بگو، میخوام بگی.
No, I don't like being put on the spot. Maybe later on this show.
Okay, baro.
So the English word of the week is, can you guess, Iman? It's on my shirt. Yes, that's right, listeners. The word of the week is on my shirt, and it's swag. First, can I just say that if you don't know what swag is, you don't got swag then. Swag is basically effortless confidence and style. Basically, you know you're the best and you look good and you just have swag. It's just not like, I can't even explain it, but the way you can use this word in a
sentence.
You're
basically a prick.
No. Someone who has swag, just like, you know, like, it's kind of like they walk into a room and you're just like, wow, they're just so effortlessly cool. And they just got killer swag, you know? We were trying to teach my cousins in Iran swag, and they were just like, swag. Like, they just didn't understand. They were like, do we have swag?
داشتن یا نه?
Well, I mean, if you don't know what it is, you don't have it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
من مخالفم با این موضوع. به نظر من خیلی وقتا نچراله.
No, you have a little swag. Iman, you have a little
بگو.
Swag.
من خودم رو نمیگم، کازینات رو داشتم میپرسیدم.
Oh, well, for all the listeners out there, Iman's got swag. Not so much Farzad, but or Omid, but Iman's got swag.
کامنت های فیسبوک رو میخونیم واسه
همون. Right, sure. So, remember our last show where we interviewed Mariam Keshavars?
I don't remember anything.
Anyways, looks like our interview did well because Shadpati Aziz, our loyal listener, went ahead and watched Circumstance, and she said it was a bit confusing but and interesting. So that's good. I'm glad she went out and saw it. That makes one of us, right? One of our listeners. And then there was Nima Shariatyan. Am I saying that right? And he loves our show and he wishes there was one every day. Nima, I agree with you. I wish there was one every day, although the time commitment for that would probably be, we probably couldn't even work or do anything else but make shows. But thanks for everyone else who agreed with him, including Ahmed Ney, Mortaza Islamian. I'm going to butcher these names, Iman. This is not right.
It's okay, but I'm going to ask you a question. I mean, I'm going to ask you a question, but I have a few comments that I have a question that I page iranikan facebook.com/iranikan.
Oh, about 9/11. I completely agree with you. You go ahead, because I disagree with everybody on that post except for one.
تو باید نظرها رو بخونی، من سوالش رو فقط میخونم.
Oh, okay. So I don't get to opinionate.
کار آسونا رو دادم.
Okay.
نه، بعد جوابشون هم میتونی بدی.
Okay, cool.
ولی سوالی که گذاشته بودیم این بود که did 9/11 affect you and how? آیا رو شما تأثیری گذاشت رو زندگی شما، و اگه گذاشته چجوری، یا اگه نذاشته چرا نذاشته؟
So I take it most of the people who commented are from the West Coast. I can just say that right off the bat. Sina says, unfortunately, we Iranian needed an FBI check for US visa after 9/11, which is not fair that we pay instead of Arabic terrorists. So Arabs are the terrorists, right, Sina? And Mahdi Ashtorab said, the date itself didn't affect me. Clearly, you're from California. But the aftermath that resulted in billions, if not trillions, of wasted dollars and the policies which eroded my personal liberty in favors of security will continue to affect me till I die. Well put, Mahdi, but I feel like you're being a little too rational about something that, you know, lost a lot of human life. Our beloved co-host Nassim says she was young, but she was also kind of singled out because she was Middle Eastern and Muslim, but At the same time, being in the Bay Area where it is diverse, you don't feel it as much.
یه دونه خیلی جالب بود، یه نفر به نام شاه بوز، من فکر کنم که این اسم تصویری که در ذهن من میسازه اینی که یعنی یک بوز بسیار شاهانه و بزرگ و خوشگل، ولی به هر حال دوست عزیزمون نوشته که a lot of American comedians suddenly became Middle Eastern. ولی از من جالبتر یه چیز جالب گفته، گفته if 19 American Christian fundamentalists were to kill almost 3,000 innocent Iranians one morning in Tehran, what would happen? I'm going to ask a question.
That's an interesting question, but doesn't make much noise.
حالا مخالفتت چیه؟ مخالفتتو بگو.
With what? No, I'm still going through. You don't want to hear Ellie and Nima both have an issue with traveling.
باش مخالفی میخوای الان تو دهنش بزنی.
No, well, all of them other than Parsa Bakhtari, because he said the exact same way how I feel, is that he sympathizes with what happened in 9/11. He sympathizes with all Americans because he is American, and he wishes more Iranian Americans felt that way. Parsa, I am here to tell you I feel the exact same way. And it's good to find someone else who feels this way. But with everybody else who commented, I just feel like everyone can have a conspiracy theory, as Iranians usually do fall to conspiracy theories. But what we need to remember with 9/11 isn't what happened after. It isn't that it was justification for two wars. It isn't, oh, we went into millions and trillions of dollars of debt. It isn't, oh, the economic downturn, all of that, or, oh, now I have to go through TSA and all that stuff. That's not what 9/11 is about. 9/11, September 11th, 2001, was a day when people went to work at the Pentagon or in the Twin Towers or even in Pennsylvania where they crashed into the wherever.
The bushes.
Yeah, it's a day where the nation was struck out of nowhere by whoever, and people lost their lives. And afterwards, people came together to help those people out.
Okay, من کاملا با این حرفت موافقم.
That's what 9/11 is about.
موافقم که این اتفاقی بود که افتاد. ولی برای من باز من فکر میکنم که باید آدم بدونه که چرا این اتفاق افتاد. دلایلش چی بوده؟ و اینی که چی جوری این اتفاق افتاد، به نظر من یه سری از این چیزها مهمه. فقط این نیست که این اتفاق افتاد حالا ما چون ولش کن که چرا این اتفاق افتاد، حالا بیا بر چون اتفاق افتاد بیا روش عمل کنیم. But do you
understand that's part of the problem is that when Muslims or Iranians or Middle Easterners get so defensive and decide not to be a little more patriotic, that's where the pointing fingers it amplifies. Okay. I'm not saying people don't point fingers.
توی قسمت بعد این جوابو بهت میدم.
You have an answer for me. Okay.
شما شنونده ایرانیکن لایف هستید از رادیو جوان.
با هم میشه مثل ماه درخشی، میشه به زمین ستاره بخشی، با هم میشه تو روزای ابری از گم شدن خوشید نترسید، با هم میشه آفتاب و صدا کرد، خاک و معتبر مثل طلا کرد، با هم میشه سنگ بی صدا رو با ناز ترانه آشنا کرد، با هم پشت ما کوه نمی ترسیم، نمی افتیم، نمی بازیم، اینا باز نمی تا وقتی که هم آبازی، به تازه قصه تا میخواد، به تازه نسازه روزگار با ما نسازه، شب و تنه یه دشمن دوباره به باره، از در و دیوار به باره، با هم پشت ما کوهه نمی ترسیم، نمی افتیم، نمی بازیم، این آباز نمی میره تا وقتی که هم آبازیم،
بسیار خوب، بحث امشب ما راجع به 11 سپتامبر و وقایع اون هست. اینجا برنامه ایرانی کن لایو هست، میتونید شما هم تو این بحث شرکت کنید، چه روی فیسبوک پیج ما facebook.com/ایرانیکن، چه روی بلاگ ما ایرانیکن.com که ما برای این برنامه یه بلاگ پست میذاریم و میتونید زیرش با ما نظراتتون رو در میون بذارید. و من میخواستم از اینجا شروع کنم که حالا جوابتون رو میدم، ولی یه کمپینی هست که همین مخصوصا چون الان دهمین سالگرد این اتفاق هست، یه کمپینی هست Never Forget 9/11 که دارن خیلی سعی میکنن که یاداوری کنن که چه اتفاقاتی افتاده، چی شده چی نشده و اینا. و من یه مقداری با این کمپین مشکل دارم، به خاطری که من عقیدم اینه که یک واقعه تلخ و دردناک و هیچ لزومی نداره که هر روز ما هی یاداوری به خودمون بکنیم، یا حتی هر سال هی یاداوری به خودمون بکنیم. به نظر من آدم باید از وقایع تلخ و دردناک درس بگیره، ولی اون قسمت‌های بدش رو فراموش کنه و فقط درسایی که ازش میگیره رو با خودش نگه داره. اینی که و واقعیتش هم اینه که اینم بهتون میگم که خب مسلماً من کارایی نیستم. این Never Forget 9/11 هم میدونیم برای خودش یه کمپینه مثل هزار تا کمپین دیگه، ولی یه مقداری بعض موقع آدم باید ببینه که خب intention چیه، مثلا نیت این کمپین چیه. This is the mission statement, okay? Remember and honor the thousands of innocent men, women and children murdered by terrorists in horrific attacks of September 11, 2011. Okay. I would, if the mission statement was, let's remember those who lost their lives in the, you know, in the events of 9/11, that's wonderful. Okay. But the fact that you need to put those words in there that way, you need to put the violence, you need to put all the negativity in there. That's what bothers me. میدونی چی میگم؟ وقتی که میگه murdered by terrorist، یعنی که همیشه تو داری یه چیز بار منفی رو این میذاری.
Okay,
این مشکل
منه. You're picking at words here and that's fine, but I'm telling you there are things that are more obviously attacking of the Muslim community that I think that we should spend our energies on, not oh this mission statement has a couple of words.
ببین یه بار من الان یه چیز آخری که میخوام بگم، یه بار یه دکتر مهاجرانی که وزیر فرهنگ و ارشاد اسلامی فکر کنم بهش میگن یه همچی چیزی، وزیر فرهنگ ایران بود در زمان خاتمی، یه حرف جالب زد. اون زمان اون دیگه فیلمای جنگ ایران و عراق دیگه تولید نمیشد و اون در حقیقت ممنوعش کرده بود و گفتش که به نظر من وقتی من این تصمیم رو گرفتم، گفتم دیگه بسته که ما چرا باید اینقدر این مسائل جنگ و هنوز هی خاطرش رو زنده کنیم، هی این دردها رو بیاریم دوباره به یاد خودمون بیاریم. این بدتر بجز این که یه حالت یه حس منفی، یه حس دشمن ستیزی بین ایران و عراق میذاره، هیچ کار دیگه نمی کنه. خب و ما لازمه که یواش یواش از این مرحله بگذریم و یواش یواش دیگه همسایه‌هامون بتونیم رابطه دوستی برقرار کنیم. و به نظر من این خیلی حرف بزرگه، به خاطر که خود اون طرف شاید سن پدر منو داره و اون طرف بوده که جوونیش توی جنگ بوده. خب من که بچه بودم نمیفهمیدم، ولی اون طرف اومده گذشت کرده از تمام اون دردایی که شاید خودش هم کشیده و مطمئناً همه ما اطرافشون دیدیم. من بچه بودم و شاید دو بلاک بالاتر از خونه ما بمب خورد، مثلا یه خونه نابود شد، اینا رو من دیدم. و اینی که بتونی گذشت کنی از یک چیزایی، خب که کینه توی دلت نمونه، به نظر من خیلی چیز مهمیه.
Right, and I understand that point, but at the same time I just think it's we're talking about two different agendas here. And I honestly found a quote by Bill O'Reilly, and I don't even like Bill O'Reilly, but what he says, and this is coming from someone who works on Fox News.
Yani to vagan kot az
No. Listen. And you may not agree with some of the words, Iman, select
words. The
fact
that the name Bill O'Reilly was mentioned
on this show. I know, but you know what? He has a point.
I have a problem.
He has a point here. Muslims did kill us on 9/11, and there is a Muslim problem in the world. If you want to walk away from the truth, I can't stop you. But a better strategy would be for all of us to acknowledge the danger coming out of the Muslim world and work together to mitigate it. Let's all admit here at this table that there are some dangers that come out of the Muslim world.
I don't agree with you.
Oh my gosh.
به خاطر اینکه من بهت میگم به خاطر که اینا ساخته شدن. تو آیا قبول داری یا قبول نداری که طالبان و اسامه بن لادن ساخته دست دولت آمریکا است؟ قبول داری یا نداری؟
This is a step that Bill O'Reilly won't take, but I believe that other commentators will definitely say is that there was U.S. had a lot to do with the events that happened in its own country, given that a Muslim committed the crime or not.
Okay.
Right? But for some reason, what I'm trying to say here is 9/11 happened and people opened their eyes. The CIA was like, we need Farsi translators. We need Arabic translators all of a sudden. This is good. This may not seem good now, but in 20 years, in 30 years, when we have a better understanding of that region, this is what's good.
من کاملا قبول دارم که ادویکیشنی که با این اتفاقاتی که بعد از 11 سپتامبر افتاد و باعث شد که مردم آمریکا مخصوصا پاشن برن مثلا کتاب بخرن
و برن
خودشون رو ادویکیت کنن، به خودشون به دانش خودشون بیافزاین که بدونن اسلام چیه، مسلمان ها چی میگن، کشورهای اسلامی کجا هستن، چی میگن، فرهنگشون چیه. حالا یه ذره و به نظر من اینجا نشستن این همه دور از اون کشورها تا یه حدی میتونی یاد بگیری، ولی همون قدم اگه بتونن یاد بگیرن، این یکی از تنها نکات بسیار مثبتیه که از این بیرون اومد، برخلاف شاید بعضی، برخلاف اون خواسته بعضیا که فقط میخواستن که بتونن برن بجنگن و دیمنایز کنن اون مردم اون ناحیه رو. ولی بذار یه چیز دیگه هم بهت بگم. تو هی راجع به کانسپیرسی تیوری صحبت میکنی و کانسپیرسی تیوری به نظر من و اینکه حالا کانسپیرسی فارسیش میشه دسیسه، ولی اینکه این یه چیز ساختگیه و اینا، وقتی حرف از مسلمونا زده میشه اون کانسپیرسی تیوری نیست، اون حقیقتیه که الان مسلمونا بدنام شدن به خاطر این، هیچ ربطی به کانسپیرسی تیوری نداره.
No, I don't think it has anything. No, that's not what I was calling it.
کانسپیرسی تیوری اینه که میگن که خود آمریکا تو این موضوع دست داشته، مثل خیلی اتفاقات تاریخی دیگه که قبل از این افتاده که خود مثلا اون دولت اون کشور کاری کرده که بتونه.
The people who hijacked the plane, were they Muslim or not? Did they identify themselves as Muslim?
Okay.
Yes.
خب.
Right. آره. Can we agree to that?
آره. بعد okay. به من بگو که این چه گروه هم از مسلمان بودن؟
Maybe African Americans every day
چه گروه از مسلمان بودن؟ مگه طالبان و پیروهای اسامه بن لادن نبودن؟
Right.
خب. وقت پیروهای اسامه بن لادن از کجا آمدن؟ این اسامه بن لادن از کجا آمدن؟
You tell me. No. Like,
all I need
and it's
to
funny
say
because
is
after 9/11, there was like a rise in Christian fundamentalism, which is actually like, you know, it's like on the opposite spectrum of Islamic fundamentalism. Any type of fundamentalism is wrong, but all I'm this is logic. The people who took the planes were Muslim. That's why people are going to take cognitive shortcuts and say, oh my God, what does Islam say that makes people do stuff like this? And I think it's a valid question for people who did not have exposure to such an exclusive community. Islam, the Islamic community before 9/11 did not hold its arms open to everybody. We have to do better PR, people. I'm sorry. That's the solution. Learn from Israel.
خب آره، پیار من قبول دارم، باید پیار آدم با هر چی بتونه قوی تر کنه بهتره، ولی دلیل نمیشه که هیچ، از نظر من هیچ، این تمام داستان 11 سپتامبر خیلی ربطی به اسلام نداشت، همش سیاست بود. اینی که حالا این چند نفر مسلمان هم بله دونه دونه شون مسلمان بودن، حالا اونجوری که ما میدونیم اینا هم که نابود شدن، که کسی هم که بدنشون رو چیزشون هم نیده که، ولی به هر حال مسلمان بودن، باشه بودن، پیرو هم یه کسی مثل اسامه بن لادن بودن، خب چه بهتر، بخاطر که اسامه بن لادن خود اینا ساختن، خود آمریکایی ساختن، میخواستن که از این به بعد خب شاید بهتر این باشه که آمریکا پالیسی به اصطلاح اون سیاست خارجیش این باشه که نره تو کشورهای مختلف همینجوری یه گروهکای کوچولو موچولو بسازه که بخواد مثلا
اونم
میخواسته با روسیه بجنگه، حالا این گروه اومده خودشو داره میگزه. تازه من حتی اینم من فکر نمیکنم که، یعنی این تازه اینه که خودشون میگن که اون موقع اینو ساختن که با روسیه بجنگه، من فکر میکنم از اول تا آخرش اسامه بن لادن یک عروسک بوده دست آمریکا، تموم شده. پشت تمام اون آدما خب یک گروه بوده و یک ارگانیزیشن بوده و یک پلان بوده و یک برنامه بوده.
Right.
اون برنامه
and they were
اون برنامه خیلی بزرگتر از
but they were human beings that had a choice.
اون برنامه خیلی بزرگتر از یه پیرمرد 70 80 ساله فکستانیه که توی غار نشسته و من هیچ یک عمرم نتونستم پیداش کنم، بعد مثلا
okay,
یه تلفن ماهواره‌ای.
Why don't you think about the other thousands of people that died as well? Weren't they sacrificed within that whole system as well?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that where are we getting
system,
with this?
The same system is responsible for the death of all of these people. All of them. All the 3,000 who died in September 11th. No. It's not about pointing finger. It's about bringing... Here's what I believe. There's a big gap between the humane values of people in America and the government of America.
Okay, here's what I think. Someone who commits a crime should be brought to justice.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
And this is our show for tonight. Okay.
I don't think I've ever argued with Iman. This is the first time.
خیلی ممنون. وقتمون هم تمومه. تا دو هفته دیگه و یک برنامه دیگه از برنامه ایرانی کن لایو. موفق و سلامت و پیروز باشید.
مخور غم گذشته، گذشته ها گذشته، هرگز به قصه خوردم گذشته بر نگشته. به فکر آینده باش، دل شاد و سر زنده باش، به انتظار طلعت خورشید تو بنده باش. عمر کمه صفا کن، رنج و غم و رها کن، اگه نباشه دریا به قدر اکتفا کن. عمر کم صفا کن، گذشته رو رها کن، اگه نباشه دریا به قدر اکتفا کن، به قدر اکتفا کن. قسمت تو همین بوده که بستر گذشته، نکن گلای از فلک این کار سرنوشته. قسمت تو همین بوده که بستر گذشته، نکن گلای از فلک این کار سرنوشته. هم کم صفا کن، رنج و غم و رها کن، اگه نباشه دریا به قدر اکتفا کن. عمر کم صفا کن، گذشته رو رها کن، اگه نباشه دریا به قدر اکتفا کن، به قدر اکتفا کن. زندگی رحمت او لایتناهی. اون کم صفا کن، رنج و غم و رها کن، اگه نباشه دریا به قدر اکتفا کن. اون کم صفا کن، گذشته رو رها کن، اگه نباشه دریا به قدر اکتفا کن، به قدر اکتفا کن.